August 12, 1928. One who lives in the divine fiat rises into the acts of innocent Adam and possesses the universal virtue. How the fiat is order. How the life of one who lives in it is precious. I was continuing my round in the creation, and I paused now at one point, now at another, to be able to follow and look at what God had done in creation. And arriving at what Adam had done in his state of innocence, I was saying to myself, how I wish I could do what our Father did in his state of innocence, so that I too might love and glorify my Creator as he did in the original state of his creation. But while I was thinking of this, my beloved Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, in his state of innocence, possessing the life of my divine will, Adam possessed the universal life and virtue. Therefore, I found the love of everything and of everyone centralized in his love and in his acts, and all the acts were unified together, not even my works were excluded from his act. I found everything in the works of Adam. I found all the shades of beauties, fullness of love, unreachable and admirable mastery, and then, everything in everyone. Now, one who lives in my will rises into the act of innocent Adam. And making the universal life and virtue her own, she makes his act her own. Not only this, but she rises into the acts of the Queen of Heaven, in those of her very Creator, and flowing in all the acts, she centralizes herself in them and says, everything is mine, and I give everything to my God. Just as his divine will is mine, so everything is mine, everything that came out of it. Having nothing of my own, with its fiat I have everything, and I can give God to God. Oh, how happy, glorious, victorious I feel in the eternal volition. I possess everything and I can give everything, without exhausting anything of my immense riches. So, there is no act, either in heaven or on earth, in which I do not find one who lives in my will. Then, I continue to follow the acts of the divine fiat, and my always lovable Jesus added, my daughter, my will is order, and it places its divine order in the soul in whom it reigns. And by virtue of this order, the creature feels order in her thoughts, in her words, in her works and steps, everything is harmony. This divine will maintains order in all the works that came out of the Supreme Being, in such a way that they are so linked together as to be inseparable from one another. Even though each work has its distinct office, by virtue of this order, the union among them is such that one could neither live nor act without the other. More so, since one is the will that moves them and gives them life. In the same way, by virtue of the fiat, the soul feels within her the order of her Creator, and feels so linked and united to him, that she feels inseparable from her Creator and transfused in him. So, she feels herself heavens, and feels the stars that adore in her beautiful heavens flow in the order of her actions, words, thoughts and steps. She feels herself sun, and wants to run to give light to all. She feels herself earth, and enjoys the beautiful flowerings and the beautiful scenes of her sea of grace which flows within her soul. And she would want to put out these enchanting scenes and her beautiful flowery fields, so that all may enjoy and receive the great good of the dominion of my divine will. So, the true sign that my fiat reigns in the creature is that one cannot see clashing or disordered things, but highest harmony and perfect order, because everything she does has its origin in the one who created her, and she does nothing but follow the order and the works of her Creator. Then, he continued saying, therefore, my daughter, the life of one who lets my adorable will live in her is so precious and striking to me, and of a beauty so rare, that it is impossible to find one similar to her. I see nothing but our works come out of her. If it were necessary for our glory and for our inextinguishable love, she would form for us a new heaven and the whole of creation. And flowing within the works of redemption and sanctification, she would give us new redemptions and sanctifications, because that divine will that did all this within ourselves, can do the same in the creature in whom it dominates and reigns. And just as it called all of our works from nothing, so it can call them from the nothing of this creature, not only by repeating all of our works, but by adding yet more surprising things. And we, our Supreme Being, knowing that this creature can give us anything by virtue of our fiat, feel glorified and loved as if indeed she were doing them for us, because in her we look not only at what she does for us, but also at what she can do for us. See then, how much preciousness she encloses. How striking she is in all of her acts. The shades of her beauty enrapture us and form the most delightful scenes for our divine gaze. So much so, that in our emphasis of love, we are forced to exclaim, "Oh, our will, how prodigious, admirable, lovable, and delightful you are, in the creature in whom you reign. She is your veil in which, hiding yourself, you prepare the most beautiful and delightful scenes for us to enjoy. Therefore, she can be called the most fortunate creature, who arrives at calling the attention of her God to make him feast and to let him enjoy his own works. And who can reach the point of saying, 'Be virtue of your will, I possess everything, I bring you everything and I want nothing, because whatever is yours is mine.'"